Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're welcome to our 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. When we enter into His presence with singing, we have a time of prayer and a message from God's Word, some fellowship around the Word of God, and sometimes when we worship and praise Him with you, let's worship Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, sing it with us now. Hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, the basis for that song comes from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits." How do we gain strength? Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Praise the Lord. Well, we can be a strong and a mighty army marching on to victory. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalm 16:11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. And while we continue, if you will, have your Bible open to Acts chapter 22, and then also have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Let's take the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's go to page 78. Clap your hands and rejoice with us as we sing "Changed in the Twinkling of an Eye." When the trump of the great archangel its mighty tone shall sound, and the end of the world proclaiming shall pierce the depths profound, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory with all the saints on high. What a shouting in the sky from the multitudes that rise, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. When He comes in the clouds descending, and they who love Him here from their graves shall awake and praise Him with joy and not with fear. When the body and the soul are united and
and clothed no more to die. What a shouting there will be when each other's face we see, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise Him for our change that's about to take place. Oh, the seed that was sown in weakness shall then be raised in power. And the songs of the blood God millions shall hail this blissful hour. When we gather safely home in the morning and night's dark shadows fly, what a shouting on that shore when we meet to part no more. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, let's sing it now. Oh, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, sing it with me now. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Here's what will happen. The trumpet will sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read about what's going to take place when Paul said, "We shall not all sleep." Hallelujah. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air, forever to be with the Lord. You might want to read that chapter and refresh your memory and get your soul excited about great things that God has prepared for His people. We are not a people of doom and gloom, but we are a people of life. Jesus gave His life for us that we might live. We are a lively group of people. Hallelujah. Let's go to our precious promise today and pray. Psalms 103:13 says, "Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes." Yes, Jesus said that he became alive. He came forth out of the graves. He lives that we might live also. Let's look to him today. If you don't know who Jesus is as your Savior, today can be the day that you look to him. Repent of your sins. Become alive in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Die out to sin. Become alive in Christ Jesus. All things become new. Your life will change and your destination will change. It's worth it all serving the Lord Jesus Christ. All you saints today that are with us, let's pray that the Lord will speak to some heart that's unsaved. And today will be the day when someone, and we hope many, repent of their sins. Father, we thank you for your goodness today. We're thankful, Lord, for that sudden event that's going to soon take place. We've been anticipating it, Lord, for a long time. You promised us, Lord, that you would come again.
You had gone away, but you promised us that you would come again. And we're looking so forward to that, Lord. We didn't get to be there when you went away out on the Mount of Olives, out from Jerusalem. But we can be here, Lord, when you come back for us today in rapture and revelation. Have your way in our hearts and lives and in our services today. I pray, Lord, you'll stir our hearts. Help us as preachers the next time we step in the pulpit, Lord, to be anointed with the Holy Ghost. Have a message, Lord, that we have prayed down. And Lord, you have inspired us and led us to minister and preach it. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Father, I pray that you'll stir our congregations the next service we gather together. I pray, Lord, that many will be saved. I pray, Lord, that many Christians will be drawn closer to you. Those, Lord, that need the Holy Ghost will seek you, and you'll baptize them in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I pray, Lord, for the sick today, Lord, that will be in those services. Many times people have gone to church feeling rough in their bodies and feeling like they might ought to just stay home. But because they loved you, they went to church. And Lord, I know that you did not disappoint them. I know, Lord, that you did not neglect them. But I know, Lord, that you touched them. And I'm praying for a healing touch today, whether someone's able to go to church or whether they have to stay home or are they in the hospital or wherever they are. I pray for healing today in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you'll just have your way in our hearts and lives. Hear this prayer today. Stir us, bless the furtherance of this service to everyone that's worshiping with us. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, if you prayed, let's praise him now. Hallelujah.
Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again.
Oh, one more time, let's praise him now. Let the temple be filled with his glory. I sense that presence, don't you?
Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again.
And in just a little while, I'll give you some contact information. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. She is going to join us in a good special today, When I Lift Up My Head.
Filled with fear and doubt, when I lift up my head and he lifts up my heart and my troubles just all roll away. Roll them all away, Lord. Roll them all away, Lord. Roll them all away, Lord. Troubles all away, Lord. When I just weigh my heart down. But I found a secret when I knelt to pray. When I lift up my head and he lifts city lifts up my head, and he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away. When I lift up my head, and he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away.
Bill, I'm sensing the Spirit of the Lord here in our living room where this broadcast originates each day at as it is aired. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here, and I trust that that same spirit and power that we're feeling as we produce this broadcast will flow through the internet and air streams and however it might reach you, and you'll sense that same presence of God and that same spirit also. Remember, we're here weekends at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. Then we have daily 15-minute programs, so we're on the air 7 days a week, and thank you for worshiping with us. And we are a faith ministry, a listener-supported ministry, and we thank you for helping us through the years. We couldn't have done this without you. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. But if you don't have any funds, we still want you to contact us, give us a song request or prayer request, or drop us a card, or call us or text us. Contact us somehow. If you would like to send a check or money order or a letter, 618-214-1410. Well, that's our phone number, but I'll go ahead and do it. You know, you can call or you can text at any time. That's 618-214-1410. You can tell I'm not always anointed. And the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And then the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service. And if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account. It does work you through PayPal, but it's very easy to do, and it's a safe transaction. We're looking forward to hearing from you, and we trust that the Lord will bless you each time that we come to you. All right, let's go back to the hymnal. Our hymnal, page 63, Don't Lose Your Keys.
Keys to the kingdom of God. Use them now, friend, and when you begin, start with the key that will unlock your heart. Open up and let Jesus come in. The master's keys is next, my dear neighbor. It's one you should use every day. Great pearly gate, yes, you're unlocking them when you pray. Don't lose your keys to kingdom of God, for you can't buy your way to the throne. Love us thy neighbor, for love is the key to that heavenly mansion of gold. When
trumpets ring out in the morning, and you step where angels have trod. That's the great day. You'll be so glad you used all the keys to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 15, "For thou shalt be his witness unto all men, and what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Talking about the conversion of Saul. "And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance." Hallelujah. God is so good to us. We are to be his witnesses. We're told in Acts chapter 1, over in the scriptures that talks about the day of Pentecost, we're told in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses both in to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Jesus speaking here, and right after he said that, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. He wanted them to be witnesses. He said here, "Thou shalt be a witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard." And in 1 John 4:14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." It's wonderful to be able to witness and to testify and to tell others about the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we testify, we are giving evidence. We are giving a statement of personal knowledge. We are declaring a fact. We have experienced proof of something, and we're relating that to others. Yes, we are to be his witnesses. I like to talk about Jesus, don't you? And, you know, I try to, in every conversation that I have, if it lasts very long at all, to say something about how the Lord has helped me, or I could not have done this without the Lord, or the Lord had given me strength. I try to always include something about the Lord in every conversation that I have. Sometimes it has an effect on the person I'm talking to, and sometimes it seems like it doesn't. But nevertheless, I have that experience, and I have that opportunity to testify and witness for him. This is why the Holy Ghost was given to us, so we would be witnesses in our parts of the world. Remember the woman in John chapter 4 that left her water pot, and she went her way into the city, and she said to all men, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ?" Yes, a change had taken place in her heart when she came that day to draw water, and she brought her water pot. She met the river of life. She met a fountain springing up into everlasting life. She met Jesus himself, and he told her all that she had ever done, and it marveled, and she was surprised and astounded. And she was so saturated with that and so taken up with it that she ran into town and she told those that would listen to her, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ?" When you testify, you need to tell someone about some good things that the Lord has done for you. And I've heard people testify, and it's okay, I'm not being critical here, but I've heard them say, "I want to thank the Lord for everything he's done for me." Well, that's great to be able to do that. But when you're experiencing a testimony and when you're experiencing the opportunity to testify to others and tell them about Jesus, you need to tell them about what he's done for you, how he saved your soul, how he baptized you with the Holy Ghost, how he's touched your sick body, how he's met your financial needs, or whatever the case may be. And by her testimony and by her so doing and by her running into the city and saying, "Come see the man that told me all that I ever did. Is this not the Christ?" It tells us in John 4:39, just write down a few verses from where I just read, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, 'He told me all that I ever did.'" Your testimony can have greater influence and greater effect and greater power and greater witnessing opportunities than ever before. This woman was, she had not had time to pray about her testimony. She had not had time to plan what she was going to say, but she didn't need to plan what she was going to say, or she didn't need to outline her testimony, because such great things had been done. She had heard such wonderful things from Jesus that she was so excited and so moved by his presence that she ran into town and began to tell everybody. How long has it been since you've witnessed and told somebody about Jesus? Yes, and caused many to believe. Nowadays, I'd be glad if I could just get one saved a year at the church or in my personal testimony. And I trust that even though I may not know it, something that I have said to someone or something that I have witnessed to them about, even in a passing conversation, I trust that it's lodged in their heart. And maybe sometime down the road, the Lord has used that and caused them to realize that they need Jesus as their Savior and they've repented of their sins. We can be filled with joy through witnessing. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine and you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." And in John 15:11, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Saints of God that witness, saints of God that are filled with the Spirit, saints of God today that know who Jesus is, are filled with joy. And that joy overflows, and they want to share it to someone else. "Fill my cup, Lord," we often sing. "My soul runneth over with joy." Hallelujah. Many of the Samaritans believed, and Jesus wants us to know that our joy needs to be full. Oftentimes in a restaurant, I'm not a coffee drinker, but oftentimes the waitress will come around with a coffee pot and she will top off someone's coffee cup. But as I enter into the service, each time I gather in Jesus' name, the Lord does not only just top off my cup, but he fills it to overflowing. Hallelujah. It overflows with joy. And God, today, help us to be witnesses that are full of joy and relating the experience of Jesus Christ. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.